yo, C, what up, man? Yo, keep the L's, cause I play strictly for the W, that's our chance, dude. No emotion like Kawhi when I'm focused. I stay ready, train to go, cause I'm a pro, that's no off season. I'm LeBron like on the mic, MJ status, I can give two. It's about the opposition, all I know is get them. I'm so disrespectful, there's nothing you can do about it. My dominance reigns supreme, like peace on top with everything. I bring the noise, plus put you on pause. I punish the strong as well as the weak. Five Mike MC amongst the elite, and I roll with a championship circle. You don't believe me? Sit down, let's talk about it with my man Cordell Bowser. Yeah, clap it up for him.
Welcome to another episode of Championship Circle, and as you can see, I told y'all I was coming new and improved, reconstructed Championship Circle podcast. You see it behind me. Appreciate it, Walt Thorpe, for the fitting Championship Circle. That's the brand. I got to promote it. But like I said, I think I've been doing audio for like 2 years now. It's time to step up, give y'all some FaceTime, some visuals. I mean, it's progression. But I do want to say, starting out, take life serious. This COVID, coronavirus, Delta, whatever they want to call it, it's serious out here. It's getting real. I mean, I know they saying take the vaccine, but I don't think the vaccine was really made for this new strain. That's why they're talking about getting like third booster shots and stuff. So in my opinion, to the ones that not vaccinated, don't let people try to intimidate you to go do it. And like I'm saying, they stay masked up, stay safe, because I mean, people just being careless right now, going to clubs and parties, going to the beach, just being reckless, no face mask, not washing their hands. I mean, come on, man. We got to be smart about it at the same time. So I'm just saying, be safe. Sorry for the ones that had lost loved ones from COVID. Like, I'm just ready for it. The end, like, take COVID away, period. But, yeah, man, just be safe out there, man. Just be safe. And like I said, man, I'm coming to you, still bringing you the hottest topics in sports news. I mean, it's more to come with Championship Circle, man. Like, this just the beginning. Like, as you can see, you might can see, like, you can tell this is my first visual, man. Like, I'm doing everything on my own. Like, bruh, this been a journey for me, man. This been a journey. It's like 2.5 years in the making, and I'm still coming at you with new, improved stuff. Like, I've been researching while I've been gone for a while, different podcasts. Like, it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcasts out there. But one thing about it is it's only one me. So, your host, Cordell Bowser, still here. I told y'all I was coming back. I'm here live in effect. But, yeah, man, let's talk about the quarterbacks, man. Like, you know, the preseason, week one of the preseason, you know, that's in the books now. So the biggest topics of the preseason right now are the quarterbacks. So I got a few stats right here from the rookie quarterbacks that, you know what I'm saying, made their debut, I guess you can call it, in the NFL. But for their first starts, you got Trevor Lawrence, who we all know was the number one pick of the draft. Went 6-for-9, 71 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. So how can we rank that? You really can't. I don't buy into a lot of preseason because they don't really play one or two drives, get took out, backup offensive line, backup receivers. So I don't put too much emphasis on it. But you know how the media do. They're going to try to make it a competition regardless. So guess what? That's what we're going to do. So, like I said, Trevor Lawrence, 6-for-9, 71 yards, no touchdowns. Zach Wilson, about the same, 6'9", 63 yards, no touchdowns. So, as we all know, I'm a big 49ers fan, diehard 49ers fan, been a 49ers fan since 1994. Yes, I have. But our rookie quarterback, Trey Lance, 5-for-14, 128 yards, and a deep throw touchdown. Deep throw. Showed off his arm. Yeah, he did. But like I said, it's only week one. Preseason, not gonna feed too much into it. Justin Fields, I can say, as a 49er fan, I did want Justin Fields over Trey Lance, but at the same time, it wouldn't matter as long as we didn't get Matt Jones, and we didn't get Matt Jones, so I'm happy with Trey Lance. But Justin Fields, he kind of showed off in his debut. 14-for-20, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns. One arm came from rushing, which we know he can do, but he showed off, man. Like, and they still saying that him and Andy Dalton could be competing for a spot. Bales, if you know what's good for you, start Justin Fields, please. Start Justin Fields if you know what's good for you. Then we got Matt Jones. Matt Jones, to me, he fell to the right place, the New England Patriots. Why I say that is because, you know, all the hype was we was getting Matt Jones. Kyle Shanahan don't like mobile running quarterbacks and comparing them to Kirk Cousins. Kyle Shanahan bluffed it the whole time, the whole workout thing. He bluffed it, went the other direction, got Trey Lance. Patriots ended up with Matt Jones, but Matt Jones actually did okay. 13-for-19, 87 yards. He ain't throw no touchdowns, no interceptions, but the crowd liked him. Once he got in the game, the crowd went wild. So that's telling me, Cam, you're on a short leash. That's all this telling me. Cam doesn't have room to mess up this year. They want Matt Jones in the game. They want to see what the young boy can do. So, Cam, be on your P's and Q's. You better keep it simple. Play like you did for Carolina. Play like you want that job because Matt Jones behind you, bro. But like I said, I don't get too much into the week one preseason drama or whatever. But out of these five quarterbacks entering the season, my prediction now is Zach Wilson will be the bust of these five rookie quarterbacks. Not saying that Zach Wilson can't play. Not saying Zach Wilson's skill level is not NFL ready, because I really do think he can play. But the New York Jets is a dead spot for quarterbacks. Like, I really do think Sam Darnold is a good quarterback. But that New York Jets lifestyle brought him down, made him look bad. Same thing I think with Zach Wilson. They got a defensive coach, Robert Saleh, came from the 49ers. They got our quarterback coach, Flora, but they're not going to make him into a success with the Jets. I don't think so. Could prove me wrong, but I don't see it happening. And for Trevor Lawrence, I like him in Clemson. I mean, he's a winning quarterback. He'll lead on the field. He pro ready. I always said he was pro ready. And I really do think that if they keep building around Trevor Lawrence, especially the offensive line, they got to get the offensive line right in Jacksonville. Because if you can't get the offensive line right in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence will stay on the ground. Trust me, he will stay on the ground, because that offensive line, I think it was ranked like 25th last year, something like that. It's garbage. Jacksonville Jaguars got a garbage offensive line, but they got a great quarterback. So Jacksonville, put your money in that offensive line. Put your money in the offensive line. Please, please. I'm telling you, put it in there. You got a great quarterback. Surround him, protect him. Just like when I was talking about Trey Lance and Justin Fields. Thing about Trey Lance is, you know, he missed a whole lot of time. He ain't played but one game last year in college. So he missed a lot of time. We ain't really got a lot of film on Trey Lance, but we know he's a great prospect. He athletic, got a strong arm. All the coaches in camp saying that he learned fast, which I believe him. I seen the ups and the downs in the first preseason game against the Chiefs. So, but I'm going to tell you like this. Jimmy Garoppolo will be the week one starter. Jimmy Garoppolo will keep that starting position until he gets hurt or he starts just stinking it up on the field. But other than that, Trey Lance will be on the sideline learning. Jimmy will be in there. And with Jimmy, I trust that we still can be a Super Bowl team with Jimmy Garoppolo, with the pieces around him. So I'm good with Trey Lance sitting. But like I said, Justin Fields, he needs to be in the game week one. Andy Dalton is not a championship contending quarterback. It's like Justin Fields is really not competing with much. Andy Dalton, come on, man. Really? But like I said, these rookie quarterbacks, they starting their careers. I mean, I wish them the best. We're going to keep an eye on them. You know me, I'm going to be following them. The NFL, man, like this year, I feel like it's going to be better than last year because they got fans back, at least for a little while, because like I said, this Delta stuff is like off the chain. But for right now, I know they will start the season off with fans. That's going to make a big difference. That's going to make a big difference because last year, yeah, it was still football, but that home crowd ain't nothing like that home crowd. And a lot of teams, they play off that, they feed off that home crowd, like the Chiefs, the Seahawks. I mean, that home crowd is their energy. So I think this year it will be a better year for the NFL, but it wasn't a good NFL start already for Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess you could call them QB slash new tight ends, Tim Tebow. So they released him yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Tim Tebow, he tried to get back in the league, come back as a tight end. What can I say? He tried to come back in as a tight end. So that should explain a lot right there. He played quarterback his whole football career. He was a quarterback. So he tries to come back into the league after being gone 4-5 years, tries to come back into the league as a tight end. So things ain't work out. No surprise, things ain't work out for him. They released him yesterday, so I guess he'll go back to college football analyst, which he should have stayed anyway. But yeah, Tebow, good job giving it another try though, man. You tried, man. You get extra effort points for trying. But like I said, man, I'm just ready for some football, man. Like, it's nothing like football. Nothing like football, man. Like, football should be America's pastime, not baseball. Like, I ain't knocking the baseball fans out there, but I love me some football, man. Like, my 49ers, man, die hard, man. Like, every game, I'm tuned in. And it's something about football, man, that it just rubs off on fans, man. Like, hockey fans and football fans can put up the most violent arguments. Like, I be seeing, like, fans at the games, they be ready to fight. I mean, like, they really don't like each other. Like, don't Raider fans, man. Like, my boy Raider fan, I be messing with them all the time, man. The Black Hole, like, them boys be, like, geared up, like, some wrestling characters or some shoulder pads, face paint. Like, yo, they be hype, yo. They be hype. But it's nothing like football, man. I'm glad it's back. I am. This year, you know, everybody gunning for the Tampa Bay Bucs, Tom Brady. Like, one time I was, like, ranking Tom Brady, like, a little bit under Aaron Rodgers, but since he won that ring last year, like, I can't even hate, man. Like, Tom Brady, like, Joe Montana, my favorite quarterback, then Steve Young. But I got to get credit to Tom Brady. I got to get credit. Like, the old man just keep winning. Like, I don't understand it. Like, the guy almost 60, 70 years old, is still throwing the football downfield and winning Super Bowls. So somebody like that, man, you got to give credit to. Salute Tom Brady. Hey, you get all the respect from me, bro. All the respect. But, you know, football season is upon us. You know, they got – I'm just glad for sports right now, man. Like, sports in a whole, man. Like, we had a drought where we had no sports. Like, they shut sports down, everything. But, like, right now, football is about to start back up, NFL. You know, they got the Summer League. I think they just finished up. The Sacramento Kings won the Summer League championship. That just finished up. And just talking about the Summer League, you know, I've been a big supporter of LaVar Ball and his family. Like, LaVar Ball, to me, is like the example of the perfect sports dad. And why I say that, because LaVar been, like, pushing his sons, all three of them, that, and putting into, like, prophecy, like, y'all gonna make it. Y'all gonna be in the NBA. Y'all gonna be playing professional ball, all three of y'all. He been telling the world, like, my sons are gonna be in the NBA. people thought he was crazy. He came out with his own brand, sneakers. Yeah, he be overboard when he be talking, like he done been on, you know what I'm saying? But he's a celebrity. He promoting himself. He promoting his brand. That's why I got to respect that man. But like I said, you know, he already had Lonzo, his oldest. He been in the league. Then you had his youngest, Melo. Like, he told people, even when Melo was in high school, 19th grade, that he was going to be the best one out of all three. That done came true. Like, Melo come to the league, win Rookie of the Year, highlight film. He a human highlight film. Like, I can't say I love watching LaMelo play for the Hornets, and he playing for, you know what I'm saying, the home team at that. So Jordan got, you know what I'm saying, some a ticket seller now. Like, the Hornets have been, like, kind of slumped for ticket sales. Like, star players, like Kemba Walker was, like, one of the biggest stars that Charlotte Hornets had. But now Melo there, and Melo is, like, a ticket seller all by himself. But LiAngelo Ball, the middle son, you know, he done had his little bumps and bruises to get there. You know, the past or whatever. He got in trouble. Daddy took him out of school. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So fast forward, the Hornets, which his younger brother played for, Summer League, they gave him a shot. I can say, no, his first Summer League game went crazy. Had like 16 points, like 6 rebounds. Like, he balled out his first game. So I was like, okay, Angelo trying to make a name for himself. But then the next 3 games, he had an average of like 9 points in 3 games. So, but at the same time, the crowd was like calling his name, "We want Jello, we want," like, this is what I'm saying. Far as Michael Jordan and the Hornets, you got to go on ticket sales. You got to bring in the people. So you already got Melo. Now you got Jello, that he can play, and he wouldn't be a bad 8th, 9th man on your bench. So bring him in as a crowd pleaser, him and his brother playing together, get them sales rolling on, because I know that these NBA teams, they trying to make up for the pandemic. So you need every little thing that'll bring in more revenue. So bring in Jello, give him a shot. I mean, come on now. He deserves to be at least 9th or 10th on your bench. Come on now. You can do that. So, Jordan, I'm telling you, give Jello a shot. Put him with his brother. I thought Lonzo was going to go down there to Charlotte too and try to get all 3 of them on the same team, like LeVar said. But he went to the Bulls. Good decision, because the Bulls are stacking up now. I like how they moved in the offseason. They got DeRozan down there. So, you know, and they linked them with Lonzo, LaVine. But I don't know how things going to work out with all them guards for my boy Kobe White down there. So, Kobe, whatever they decide to do with you, hey, just keep balling out. I see you. You made a name for yourself, Kobe. Hey, just keep balling out, man. And just remember, it's a business. But, yeah, I like how a lot of teams stacked up on the offseason. The Miami Heat is the sleeper for me in the East. Like, bringing in Kyle Lowry and mixing them in with Bam, Jimmy Butler. They still got them young boys, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. Like, the Miami Heat team is the team to watch. Like, you already know that they just coming off a championship loss to the Lakers in the bubble. So they won't really too far away from building their roster back up. Little pinch here, pinch there, which they made. So I think the Miami Heat, the Celtics, like the Celtics, you know what I'm saying? I think they still there. They brought in, you know what I'm saying, Josh Richardson, traded for him. Then they brought in, they paid Marcus Smart that money. So then they still got Tatum and they still got Jaylen Brown, with both of them, like every year they up and up their game. So I think Boston Celtics, I think they picked up Al Horford too, which is a good pickup. But Al Horford, but look out for the Celtics. You know, the Bucks can still be there. That's regardless. Giannis, I think he proved to the world, like, he can ball with the best of them. He took over, took his team to a championship. So the Bucks going to be there. But that team to beat in the East will be the Brooklyn Nets. They was hurt up this year. A healthy Nets team would have ran through the East in the playoffs. KD, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Then they picked up Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin playing like the old Blake Griffin from the Clippers. Joe Harris still there. I mean, that Nets team, they going to be the ones to beat in the East. They stacked. Then you come and you look at the West. The Los Angeles Lakers. They got LeBron. They got AD. But they brought in Melo, which I knew. I really did know that Melo was about to come. I'm glad Melo did come, though, because the thing about Melo is it's time for him to win a ring. It's time for Melo to win a ring. And to win it with LeBron, I guess you can say, you know what I'm saying, same draft class. If LeBron can win Melo a ring, I think that'll be, like, crazy. But at the same time, not even Melo. They traded for Russell Westbrook. So, my opinion on that, my opinion about the Lakers getting Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, one of my favorite players. Exciting to watch. But at the same time, I got to see how this gonna work. Just the chemistry with him, AD, and LeBron. Like, if they talked it all out, that's good. Like, they already done figured out the plan. Like I said, AD gonna have to play the five, the center spot. LeBron gonna have to play off ball. And Westbrook, they gonna have to let Westbrook be Westbrook, because he the only one that I see that I can't see changing his game. Like, Westbrook been playing at 1,000 ever since he came in the league. Like, he aggressive. I mean, he take it to the hole. He undecisive. Like Westbrook just a one-man army. Like, just step back and let him go. And I got to see how that going to work with LeBron and AD, man, because LeBron, you know, he switched to the point guard position. He loved distributing. He loved to handle, you know what I'm saying, to have the ball to work through him. But Westbrook, I can't see Westbrook playing that two-guard, off-guard, because, for one, we know that Westbrook can't shoot. Westbrook cannot shoot. So playing off-ball, that means he going to have to take more jumpers. That won't be a good idea. Russ needs the ball. Russ needs the ball. So LeBron gonna have to play all ball, play that three spot, you know what I'm saying? That small forward position, go back to that position. And that's the only way I see that working. They got an old team. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But the only way I can see that working is they're going to have to play their positions. They're going to have to. And let's talk about Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder for the Los Angeles Lakers turned down $84 million. $84 million not to play with the Lakers, just to take $6 million to play for the Celtics. Yeah. He got dunked the other day for doing that. He turned out $84 million for six. Like, I'm not real good in math, but I know $84 million is way more than $6 million. So, I don't know who his agent is. I don't know who he was talking to, but Dennis, that was a dumb move. That was a dumb move. Even if you didn't want to play for the Lakers, you should at least sign the deal for $84 million and let them do a sign and trade for you. So you'll still get your money. Like, you still got your money. But, like I said, I don't know what was going on in that situation. I don't know who his people was, but I know his agent. If his agent didn't tell him to do that, I know his agent ain't with him no more. Can't be. Can't. $84 million. You left $84 million on the table for $6 million 1 year. Okay. I think that's going to hunt you for the rest of your career. But like I said, I don't know who his people is. I don't know who he was talking to, but hey, live your life. Live your life. But like I said, you know, I love sports. I'm glad it's back. They put out the Christmas schedule. They put that out kind of early this year. So Christmas came early for the NBA. And then the matchups that they got is the Hawks versus the Knicks at 12 o'clock, which I think they're kind of building into a little rivalry now from the playoffs. And Trae Young, when he step into Madison Square Garden, every time he step in Madison Square Garden right now, they going to boom. They going to boom like Ice Trae, like he killed the Madison Square Garden crowd in the playoffs. I mean, killed them in, like, history form, dagger. But, yeah, I think they're going to be a good game. Celtics versus Bucks, they come on at 2:30 Christmas, which, like I said, the Celtics done, you know what I'm saying, got a couple of pieces. The Bucks going to be the Bucks, so I think they're going to be a good game. The Warriors and the Suns, they come on at 5 o'clock. Hope to see Klay Thompson back on the court with Steph Curry. James Wiseman, they're a young center, young rookie center, second year coming in now. Hope he be back on the court. But I think the Warriors going to be right back in the mix of things this year, man, with a healthy team. The Suns, they re-signed Chris Paul, so that was a big move for them. So I think that'll be a good game at 5 o'clock Christmas, man. The Nets and the Lakers, like I was just saying, the Nets, I think, will be the best team in the East. The Lakers, with their retirement home pickups that they got, Russell Westbrook, it's going to be star-studded if everybody play. If everybody play, this is going to be a star-studded game. The Nets and the Lakers at 8 o'clock on Christmas. Night game at the Staples Center. KD, LeBron, Westbrook, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Melo, Anthony Davis. Star-studded game right there. Like, I can't wait to see it. I hope all on play. I hope all on play. Because, you know, on Christmas, they like the superstar like to take little time off or whatever on Christmas, but I hope all on play. And the nightcap, my Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, I'm a Mavericks fan. Against the Utah Jazz, they play at 10:30. Luka. Luka got the big contract, well deserved. I think Luka at 22 years old, made a name for himself, averaging almost a triple double. His career Olympics showed off this year for the Slovenian team in the Olympics. Luka, that kid, next generation. The kid is next generation, so he deserved that money. Trae Young, he also got paid, well deserved. That playoff appearance got him paid. Both on got $207 million. Dennis Schroeder, you might need to contact their agent. Never mind. But yeah, man, Christmas Day, Christmas games. I'm ready for him. But like I said, man, sports is at an all-time high right now because, you know, we had so many different complications because of the pandemic, no fans. So I really hope that we can get a kickstart to a new season. The NBA season went quite well. You know, they started letting fans back in like mid-season towards the end. Won a lot, but it was a difference maker. But like I said, all in all, man, I'm just glad sports back. I'll be coming at y'all, like I said, live and in effect. I got more things coming and working on. Like this just the beginning. This is my first like visual feed. I'm screaming. Championship Circle, the brand, man. It's the brand. But I'll be coming to y'all. I'm coming harder than ever this time. And like I said, man, like, shout out to everybody out there, man. All the black businesses out there, man. Like, support black business, man. Like, the pandemic really, like, turned it up a notch on the business part, man. Like, it's nothing like starting your own business, having your own brand. Like, that's my words that I'm going to leave you with, man. Like, start your own brand. Like, your name is, like, the name you were born with. That's your government. That's your government name. But build you a brand. Like, Championship Circle, that's my brand. That's my brand. I host Championship Circle. Your host, Cordell Bowser. But Championship Circle is my brand. That's my brand. I promote it. So, like, they're dropping a few jewels, man. Like, go out there. Like, it's nothing wrong with working a regular 9-to-5 job. But at the same time, man, like, use their resources. Use their money to build you something. Build your brand up. Yeah, that's words of advice from Championship Circle. But until next time, y'all stay safe and stay blessed in this Championship Circle. See you next time.